the student leader elections on URN. Meet the candidates.
I'm Stephen and I'm going for community officer. The main thing is to improve job prospects. So I talked to a few students and asked them what they'd like to see from the Students' Union, and the main thing they said was that they came to uni to get a degree and to get a good job. So obviously I think that's paramount. But then after that, I feel there's like a lot of dissatisfaction of the off-campus unis, but I want to bring them all together. In the past, it's all been centralised onto the University Park, purely because of like location factors, but I would hopefully do some off-campus events, such as in Sutton Bonington or Jubilee campus, and really celebrate what they have over there. I think anyone who's at the university has an opinion of how it should be run, and I feel I could really add to what we've got here. And I've got experience. I've been Welsh Fair Rep in my first year, and I am only first year at the minute, but I feel I've got a lot to add.
I'm Seb Bench and I'm running for community officer. The first two of them focus on housing, both a compulsory landlord register with kind of basic standards and also a campaign to encourage students to sign up for their contracts later. I think I kind of group them together in a sense because I think they are linked. I think one of the reasons the students accept poor housing often is because they fear the good ones will go. And if you ensure there's good basic standards for housing and students slightly less of a rush to get there, I think you can actually two approaches to kind of solving the same problem. Ideally, I'd like to remove student parking charges. I mean, the rest of Nottingham don't have to pay them. But being realistic, I just try and move towards that because I don't anticipate the council budging all that way, but as close to getting a fairer, more cheaper and more accessible parking permits for students. On the committee of the Politics Society, I've been president of the Nottingham Liberal Youth this year, and I study politics. I've been involved in local politics, particularly back home.
I'm Scott Jones. I'm running for community officer. My main first point would be setting up a student-owned and run letting agency and our own accreditation scheme as a replacement to Unipol, which has failed in Nottingham and has already been ditched by University of Nottingham Trent. I was elected to the Environment Social Justice Committee and I've worked alongside the SJ officer Emily this year. I've been on a few society committees, etc. And I've kind of worked closely with Mike on some of the issues early on in the year, like discussing like the motion which I passed at SU Council about the SU Letting Agency and like a full assessment to make it practical. So if someone came in and wanted to make it happen, like a business plan slash assessment is there for particular aspects and it could just happen. It's the one role which focuses on like housing standards and safety in the community, and I think those are massive things. And like housing standards in Nottingham are horrifically bad, and our own Love Your Home research shows that. And so like, it's the community officer who can directly attack and address those issues. And when it comes to things like hate crime with like the liberation networks, they can be the officer that really supports and helps provide some change in those areas.
I'm Sam Peake. I'm running for community officer. So I've got policies on a whole range of areas, from housing to transport to employment to health to security and fun. And the idea is that we create a fairer community on all of these areas of policy. One of my key policies is to create a compulsory landlord register. So many students in the course of writing my manifesto have said that they feel that the quality of the house they live in is poor, and when they try and complain or improve about that quality to the landlord or the letting agent, nothing happens. A compulsory housing register would mean that landlords would have to register their property with the council, and that property wouldn't be allowed to go on the student market unless it met a certain basic level of standards. I think the role of community officer is about building a fairer community in Nottingham for students and for, as far as students can, uniting together to create a fairer community in Nottingham as a whole.
Luke Watkins is also running to be your community officer, yet was unable to make it to Media Day. For more of your elections coverage, tune into The Pulse for the next 2 weeks, every day, 5 till 6.
The student leader elections on URN.